RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app Wednesday morning. And next Wednesday at this time, we'll kick off our weekly segment with Zach Joachim because high school football kicks off next Thursday night. You'll hear the game of the week each week with Gary Hess and Coach Chris right here on The Fan. We'll have Gary on Thursdays, of course, to get you ready for all that action. Zach joins us starting next week. We talk a little VCU hoops as well. Never an off season anymore for VCU hoops. Of course, talking some Commanders football this morning. We'll catch you up the noon. AWOD Radio is live and local. Fortune Feimster, she's a comedian, joins the program at 11:30 this morning. Big morning in Ashburn. Big AWOD show today. 2 o'clock today, Commanders are back on the practice field. And Terry McLaurin is listed as active on the roster. Will he practice? There's no more holding in. Holding in time is over. It's hold out if Terry McLaurin wants to not practice today because of his contract. He's got a decision to make, and he's got about 3 hours to make it. Dan Quinn will chat with the media at 1:30. Of course, AWOD will pass along updates to you as that happens. Will Terry McLaurin take the field with the Washington Commanders today? If he does, it'll be on his current contract. It'll be entering the last year of his contract, and it would set the stage, seemingly, for him to play out the last season of his contract. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Would he give his all for the team and play through injuries if it was the last year of a contract with no guaranteed money next year? These are all questions that will get addressed in the coming days if Terry practices. Presumably, he will chat with reporters afterward. Grant and Danny, of course, will have everything for you. From Ashburn, they start at 3 o'clock here on The Fan. They'll keep you posted. Terry Watch continues here on The Fan. Bill Barnwell is a writer for ESPN.com, and every year he does a column, and he predicts 5 teams that he thinks will improve from the previous season. 5 teams that will do better than their 2024 record, and he picks 5 teams that he feels will regress, that will not do as well as their record. Last year, he correctly tabbed the Commanders as a team that would improve. Of course, it is easy to pick a team to improve after they win 4 games. That's hard to do in the modern NFL, but he wasn't just right. He was very right. historically, he's got a good batting average. Teams he's picked to regress have regressed 30 out of 38 times. So this is based on a number of factors, but one of the things he most factors in is how many one-score games a team won in the previous year. He said that is largely a function of luck in the NFL. The exception, of course, is Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, who he said he puts on his list every year to regress because all they do is win wacky one-score games. And then every year they just go out and win wacky one-score games. Well, he's got his list for this year. You, of course, know why we're talking about it in this level of depth. He's got the Commanders on his list of teams he expects to take a step backwards this year. Five teams on the list that, statistically speaking, Bill Barnwell is picking to take a step backwards this year. The first is the Chiefs, and he acknowledges he picks the Chiefs every year, and they keep pulling the rabbit out of the hat every single year. How do they do it? Is it Patrick Mahomes? Is it Andy Reid? Is it freak luck that has continued for an entire decade? Doesn't matter. What matters is they find a way to keep doing it. I've made the same take on the radio every year. They can't do this forever, and then they keep doing it. I think the Chargers could win the division this year. Do I count out Patrick Mahomes? No. He's still the guy you want with the ball. 2 minutes left if you're down one score. Finds a way to do it every time. That defense finds a way to make a stop every time. Second team is the Colts. The Colts are a hot train wreck. That makes a ton of sense. Did you know the Indianapolis Colts won 8 games last year? I missed that somewhere along the way. I guess it's because their division's so bad. They'll sneak out 2 against Tennessee again this year. Split with Jacksonville. You got 3. You just need to pick up a few more along the way. I don't know how Daniel Jones wins 8 with that roster. Good luck to him in Indianapolis. I think that's an excellent pick. 5 teams to regress. The Vikings on his list. I think that's all about J.J. McCarthy. That's all about how good the young quarterback is. And he's good enough. You remember, they could have franchise tagged Sam Darnold. They could have kept him around for another year. They chose not to. Is some of that Kirk Cousins PTSD? We paid a good quarterback a lot of money. Turned out we didn't need to do that inside this system. Probably. But you're tossing the keys to a rookie. That's always a risk. There's upside there as well. And then his other team is the Lions. I think the Lions will continue to be good. The Lions were freakishly good last year. 115. Lions aren't going to win 15 this year. That's part of the problem with the stat keeping here. You say the Lions will take a step backwards. They go from 15 wins to 12 or 13 wins. They're still a dominant team in the NFL. 12 in the NFL is a very impressive win total. Could be that they take a bigger step back. I think it's still an excellent roster. It's built to win, which takes us to the Washington Commanders, who won 12 games last year. And you've heard me say, I think it's a better team that doesn't win 12 games this year. And I think that's largely where Bill Barnwell's is at as well. He calls them a playoff contender. Doesn't say they're a lock to make the playoffs. Doesn't say they're a playoff team. I'm going to pick them to win 10 games this year, assuming the Terry thing gets sorted out. If the Terry thing genuinely doesn't get sorted out, or if they trade him for draft picks, I'll downgrade that to 9 or 8, because I think that would be a sign that whatever Adam Peters is seeing, he doesn't think he's seeing it for this year. Assuming the Terry thing gets sorted out. I think we're all fingers crossed the Terry thing gets sorted out. I think this is a team that'll win 10 games this year. There's talent. You have Jaden Daniels. He is the X factor. But they also, unquestionably, played in a lot of close games last year. And a lot of games where Jaden Daniels didn't win the game, but the other team lost the game and gave them the opportunity to win the game. I think of that Falcons game, Sunday Night Football. Jaden had the drive in overtime. That was incredible. That was the headliner. But at the same time, it was the Falcons' inability to correctly manage their timeouts that cost them points at the end of the first half and the end of the second half. Jaden Daniels threw the Hail Mary. This is a heck of a throw. This is a heck of a catch by Noah Brown. It was a lot of fun. It was one of the most fun moments I've ever seen live in a football stadium. And yet, the Chicago Bears had a defender taunting the crowd instead of defending the play. You can't plan on that. You can't scheme that one up in the meetings. And of course, the 21-18 win over the Giants, where the Giants' kicker got hurt on the first play of the game. They couldn't kick extra points. Missed 3 2-point conversions, lose 21-18. And of course, Bill Barnwell reminds us Malik Nabers dropped a pass that would have set them up in field goal range with 2 minutes left in the game to potentially tie, take it to overtime. Just something to keep in mind as we count towards the opener against the Giants this year. Those were not steamroll games, 21-18. Now, that was a young Jaden Daniels. He's a lot better now than he was then. But I expect the Giants' defense to be better as well. I think it is two strength-on-strength matchups here in the first 2 weeks. I'm really excited for both of them. I think you've got a strength-on-strength matchup as the Giants go against the Commanders. That defensive line goes against the rebuilt offensive line. Hopefully Laremy Tunsil's back in. Hopefully Brandon Coleman's ready. Jaden Daniels and company. And then you go to Green Bay, and that Green Bay offense is going to put this defense to the test. It's going to put Bobby Wagner, Von Miller and company to the test. What can they scheme on a short week when they go up to Lambeau? Of course, we're going up there with them. We'll be doing the show live from Lambeau in September. That's one we're counting down to as well. That's going to be a ton of fun as well. So that's the pick, Commanders to regress, from Bill Barnwell, who's been right normally. I don't freak out about that. I'll say I don't see them winning 12 games. They could win 12. It'll probably come down to those last two against the Eagles in the final 3 weeks and where the Eagles stand. But the Eagles were not on his list of teams to regress, and I think that's because their roster is
rock
solid.
910
The Fan, 105.1 FM. This is the place you'll want to be to hear Virginia Tech football take on South Carolina in the Beamer Bowl. We are counting down to it. Next week we'll be counting down to a fabulous college football opening weekend. It does not get much better than the games we've got on tap for you. Going to be a ton of fun. I want to go to JMU for a second, though. I think JMU's got high expectations this year. JMU, when you watch the game this year, the schools are allowed to sell a field sponsorship now, to paint sponsors on the field. JMU announced their field sponsor, and it's the JMU School of Professional and Continuing Education will be sponsoring the JMU football field this year.
Okay.
All right, MP. Why are you mentioning this? It's an entertaining radio program. Why are you bringing it down by saying this? Everybody's chasing the bag in college football right now. We need more money. We need to pay the players. There are certain ways you can and can't obtain the money, and Ed McLaughlin over at VCU is doing the same. He's got to find a way to pay $5 million to basketball players this year. That's unbudgeted money because they planned on the facilities, the coaches, the scholarships, all the things, not the $5 million on top of it in revenue sharing and NIL deals. You can't tap the students for more because people don't like that. Whit Babcock asked for that the other day. He said, hey, you know, our students aren't contributing enough to the program. You know, other schools, and he's pointing at JMU, are making their kids pay more than $1,000 a year into athletics. We're not at Virginia Tech. It's unpopular, though. It's not a good idea. How do you get more money for the program? Well, you pay yourself. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. How much did JMU pay JMU to sponsor the JMU football field? Get the Brian Windhorst thinking face on right now. Right? What's the best way to pay yourself? Keep it in-house. We got money in the bag to fund continuing education. Let's spend that on the football team. But that gets to Whit Babcock, and it made some news yesterday because he presented in front of the Board of Visitors, and we previewed this last week, his big ask. Virginia Tech's athletic budget is $144 million a year. He went in front of the Virginia Tech board and said, to be taken seriously in modern college football, we need another $60 million a year. We need $200 million a year to fund Virginia Tech athletics. Here's the thing, though. His presentation, I don't think any of this is wrong. I'll take this top to bottom. But I'll tell you out of the gate, I don't think any of this is wrong. I just think it's insane. He says, look, the ACC's got an expiration date now. And if that's not being widely reported, don't mistake that for not being true. To keep Clemson and Florida State in the fold and quiet, to keep UNC from piping down after their alleged attempted coup to get out of the ACC when they added Stanford and SMU to get the votes to keep the thing together. Part of the deal is these teams can bounce in 2031 to new conferences. And if you don't think they're going to, you are wrong. there's going to be two super conferences, and it's going to happen in 2031. That's 6 years away. And so Whit Babcock's presenting, and he's explaining. There's two options here. Virginia Tech gets invited to the SEC or the Big Ten, gets to be a big-time team, gets to be a part of revenue sharing, or they're left behind. The SEC and Big Ten both decide they don't want Virginia Tech. They banish them to a life in the ACC, as in also ran, playing against JMU in second-rate bowl games, getting mayonnaise dumped on the coach's head. Those are the options. He said, we got 6 years to figure out when they sit down at that table, they got to say, well, we want Virginia Tech football. And to do that, we got to be really good at football. Basketball's not going to cut it. Basketball doesn't matter. You could be a softball national champ. It's not going to matter. You could be a baseball national champ. It's not going to matter. The only thing that's going to matter is how much money you got and do you play football well. And Virginia Tech's got the potential. They've got the national brand. They've got Thursday nights. They've got so many things going for them. But that's the presentation. He's going to the people who are in charge of an academic institution. And he's saying, I need $60 million or nobody's ever going to hear of us in 20 years. And that's insane at face value. And also, I can't find the part of that that's wrong. I think he's right. I think he's 100% right. I think if Virginia Tech doesn't play big-time football, people will forget about Virginia Tech. And I think to be invited to play big-time football, they probably need to pay the players a lot of money, or at least a lot more money than they're paying them right now. And that's insane. All of it. But I also don't think he's wrong. And that's why they're playing in Atlanta. That's why they're going down to play the Beamer Bowl. That's why they bought out the games against Old Dominion in Norfolk that looked like they were televised on somebody's Motorola Razr in 2007. That's why they're doing all these things, because it's going to be all about playing big games, building the brand, burnishing the brand, getting name players in, getting them to the NFL so people are talking about them. They did a clip. They mailed John Gruden a big box full of hokey stuff, and he posted a video on Twitter. This is one of John Gruden's new bits at Barstool Sports, is colleges send him gear, and he opens it up and he talks. He's been everywhere. He talks about the teams and the players and the things. So they sent him like a whole Hokie bird and a couple helmets and uniforms and things. And he's talking up the Hokies. I was in Blacksburg. I went to Tots. That's the top of the stairs. You get a rail up there. Virginia Tech and legends. Dwayne Brown. He blocks on the offensive line. He's a Gruden grinder. That's what they're going to have to do for the next 6 years, is getting those videos and get in front of those people and get in front of the decision makers who say, all right, we're going to assemble. Who are the teams that get to play real college football every year? Who do we want? All right, Virginia Tech. Oh, yeah, Virginia Tech. They got Michael Vick, Virginia Tech. Whoever's next, Kyron Drones? Maybe. We'll see how the season goes. I'm not wildly optimistic. I believe I used the phrase marriage of convenience about Kyron Drones and the Virginia Tech Hokies. I'm not here to back off of that in advance of the South Carolina game. They needed a better quarterback. He needed somewhere to ply his trade for another year. They found each other. They didn't have the money to be competitive in the quarterback space. That's why Whit Babcock's got his metal cup and he's shaking it in front of the Board of Visitors. UVA bought a very nice quarterback. Where's our money for a very nice quarterback? Can't get outspent by UVA. By the way, the real red alert would be if UVA won that game. I don't think they will. Maybe I'm sleeping on UVA. I don't think I am. They've had some injury issues already. They play a soft schedule. I could see UVA coming into that game with 7 or 8 wins. I just think Virginia Tech fundamentally understands how important that game is relative to UVA. I don't think Tony Elliott and crew have ever fully embraced that game the way Virginia Tech understands what that game means to the fan base every single year. Of course, we'll keep an eye on the Commanders as well. They take the practice field at 1:30 today. Dan Quinn will address the media ahead of that practice. Terry McLaurin coming off the PUP list, so he is active for today's practice. Probably the first time we see him on a football field this season with the Commanders, or he'll opt not to show, and we'll have ourselves an even bigger story. I think he shows in practices, though. Should be a light workout as they get ready for Saturday's game against the Ravens, which will be exclusively for the backups. A few back end of the roster, spots still to determine. Wide receiver, of course, still very much in doubt. And I agree with Grant and Danny. We say yesterday, we got to see Luke McCaffrey flash against the backups at some point. How are you going to trust him against the starters? He's not going to flash against the backups. What's going on here? It's time. It's year two. Time to turn it on. No better time than right now, Saturday on the field against the Ravens, for us to say, yeah, that's why he's on the roster. Not he's on the roster because he's got a last name and he's a third-round draft pick, and Adam Peters doesn't want to admit that he was wrong with a third-round draft pick. He's got time, but he's running out of it. It's counting down quickly. I didn't even get to the biggest Commanders news of the day. They've renamed their practice field. It's now the BigBear.ai Performance Center at Commanders Park.
Woo!
I thought you'd turn on your mic for that. I'm pained. That was the Hazel signal.
Because we don't have enough AI.
Well,
yeah,
it's,
you put up that bat signal for me.
You remember when the Nationals named their club area after the Bitcoin company that went bankrupt like 2 weeks later? Get your money in advance is all I'm saying. Get the AI
Seriously.
Money. I'm not mad at anybody getting their hands on some AI money.
Sure.
Get it in advance, though.
Yeah.
Don't take the installment plan on the AI money. Big Bear. They'll be on the field at the BigBear.ai Performance Center later today. Big Bear's hearing this is going to be replaced by AI, with AI by the end of the show.
AIMP is coming in.
They run the military's AI, too. So, yeah, that's... We can only say so much about BigBear.ai.
We're not laughing.
We're not laughing. Nobody's laughing about BigBear.ai. That's not a thing that's happened. And we're back with more after this. Fortune Feimster, a comedian, coming to Richmond. She joins the program. Will entertain us next. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
5-1 FM. We're on the practice field at 1:30. Dan Quinn's going to talk to reporters in Ashburn. Why does that matter? Terry McLaurin is on the active list. That means, per the rules, it's been a while since I've been on a sports team, but when they have practice and you're on the team and a paid member of the team, you have to attend practice. Those were the rules back when I was a kid. My understanding is Terry McLaurin needs to practice with the football team today or hold out. Not in, out. Hold in's over. Hold in time is done in Ashburn. It's holdout time if Terry McLaurin means business still. And, of course, the holdout comes with fines, comes with the possibility that things are going to get heated quickly. If he practices with the team, that could be viewed as a concession that he's going to play the season on his contract. We've not heard that there's a lot of movement. We've heard that the team's playing hardball. Will Terry McLaurin be on the practice field today at 2 o'clock? You'll need to keep it locked right here to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We'll keep you updated as we hear things, as things happen, as the situation develops. We'll provide updates. AWOD, of course, will be live on the air at that time. Grant and Danny drive you home from 3 to 6 before we get you out to Flying Squirrels Baseball. We'll get to the Squirrels in a minute. We'll stick with the Commanders, though, out of the gate. Pair of guests today. Gary Stokin joins us at 10:30. He is the CEO of the Peach Bowl. They're putting on the Beamer Bowl kickoff game between South Carolina and Virginia Tech. We've also got Fortune Feimster. She's a comedian coming to town. We'll tell you all about that at 11:30. I want to go around the NFL. We had some quarterback situations get resolved over the last couple days, most notably in Indianapolis, where Joe Flacco is still an NFL quarterback. Joe Flacco and I are the same age, and Joe Flacco's an NFL quarterback this season. And I'm yapping about NFL quarterbacks this season. We're both at the top of our game, arguably. Joe Flacco's got a Super Bowl ring. Never forget that. Joe Flacco's got a Super Bowl ring, and he's staying in the league. We've also got more on... We told you last week, Whit Babcock of Virginia Tech gave his presentation about the future of college sports. He chatted with the Virginia Tech board yesterday, made his ask, asked for $60 million a year from the Virginia Tech budget, extra for athletics.
Woo.
Current athletics budget, $140 million. He said, I need $200 million. We'll lay out what he said, why he said it, what's going on there. Bill Barnwell at ESPN is one of their stats and info guys. And every year, he predicts five teams likely to have more success than they had last year and five teams likely to have less success than they had last year, the progression and regression. And he's got a pretty good track record at it. And the Commanders are on the regression list this year. We'll tell you why. We'll weigh in on that. But let's get out to the diamond right now out of the gate here, because the Flying Squirrels were in Bowie last night playing the not Bowie but Chesapeake Bay Sox. Let's check in with our Flying Squirrels update. Top of the first, Flying Squirrels at bat. Let's get ourselves a run. Put the first run on the board.
3-1. Cruz swings and drives it toward right center field. Josenberger racing over. The center fielder Overn's there. He makes the catch. Davidson tags from third. He heads home, and he scores. And it's a 1-0 Flying Squirrels lead in the top of the first. The triple by Davidson and the sack fly by Dayson Cruz, and the Flying Squirrels strike first to start this series.
Bo Davidson's run made an insurmountable lead. That was the winning run. 4-0. The Squirrels blanked the Bay Sox in game one of a six-game series there. Squirrels advance to 23-22 in the all-important second half of the season standings. They are back above 500. They'll need a few more wins to get back into contention, but they've got that chance this week against the Bay Sox, who have been struggling recently. Great night for the Squirrels. 4-0 shutout win. They'll be back in action tonight with hottest pitcher in Double-A baseball, John Michael Bertrand. He's been on fire the last four outings. He'll start for Richmond. Zach Fruit, Chesapeake righty, toes the rubber for the Bay Sox. First pitch, 6:35. You'll hear it right here on your home for the Squirrels in Richmond, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Good to see the Squirrels back in the win column. Good to see the Commanders back out on the practice field. What are we looking for between now and Saturday? I think it's roster battle time on the fringes. This is traditionally the lightest week of the year for the starters. And you know, everything comes back to Terry. This is a good practice for Terry to rejoin for, because the Saturday game against the Ravens is going to be about who wins that 51st, 52nd, 53rd spot. I think a lot of the conversation this week has been around Luke McCaffrey. And of course, Luke McCaffrey's been an offseason topic as well. That's going to happen when you're a third-round draft pick who has not flashed one tiny bit yet. And Grant made the point yesterday during Grant and Danny, this is a guy who had opportunities against a second-string Bengals defense on Monday night, and we didn't call his name. That's not a great sign. The Bengals have a rough defense. It'll be harder against the Ravens this week. It's an opportunity for him. I don't think he gets cut just because of what that would mean for Adam Peters. Adam Peters is certainly still a solid general manager, and we trust him. We're going to let him cook. That's his job. But he's already parted ways with the fifth-round draft pick from last year. And if he cuts Luke McCaffrey, that's now two of last year's draft picks that are gone. That's not great 1 year down. If that were Ron Rivera, we'd have some thoughts about that. He took some swings. There were some misses. Certainly, Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt's emergence is going to help. We've got Bill at running back. Everything's good there. But two draft picks from last year on the fringes. Ben Sinnott at tight end. Still waiting for him to pop as well. Zach Ertz covering that over. We'll get to that when we start hour number two and talk about progression and regression. The Commanders are still largely leaning on a very old core of players. And you know my take on this. It's sustainable, but only if you keep winning. Those old guys, they come by because they want to win one more ring, be a part of something cool. Von Miller's here. Did you ever think you'd see the day where Von Miller would voluntarily come here over the other teams? Right? This isn't the last paycheck for guys. These are the guys who want to win one more ring who are still motivated. Bobby Wagner's still here. Zach Ertz signed up for another round. But these are the guys who are duct taping this roster together right now. That's sustainable. There will be new old guys every year who need homes. That will happen every year in the NFL. But to be a destination for them, you have to keep winning. Those are the rules. That's how it works in the NFL. It's a fickle situation. If Von Miller doesn't have a great time here this year, if things fall apart, he's not going to tell the next guy, yeah, you got to go to Washington. That's a great place to be. So we're keeping an eye on that situation. Quarterback remains a situation as well, especially after Sam Hartman's dud of an outing on Monday night. We're all assuming Marcus Mariota will be fine when the season starts, but we've not had an official injury update yet. We don't actually know what's going on with Marcus Mariota. It's possibly goes to IR when the season starts, in which case Sam Hartman starts as the number three. Sure looks like Josh Johnson is pretty solidly supplanted as the backup right now. What a wild story that would be if Josh Johnson, if he ended up, you know, they don't play the Colts, but if he ended up playing against Joe Flacco, I would guess that would be the oldest quarterback matchup ever. You had a Brady Rodgers a few years ago, and I think the combined age of the quarterbacks hit 80, and I think that was the oldest quarterback matchup of all time. Josh Johnson against Joe Flacco, I believe, would break that. Would be the oldest quarterback matchup of all time. I'm looking up Josh's age. He's only 35, so we would not actually get to 80 in that. So that the Brady Rodgers would stand. Still wild. Didn't get his first NFL win until he turned 30. That will forever be a crazy story. He'll probably quarterback against the Ravens on Saturday. On the defensive side of the ball, I wouldn't expect to see any starters. Question about Trey Amos, obviously with the hamstring injury the other day. They're not going to play him in the third preseason game. So it's put him on ice, put him on the bubble wrap, get him to the opener. You would have liked for him to have that experience against the Bengals receiving corps the other night. Tripping all over my words this morning. That's what happens. Was out late at the bike race event last night. You know those cyclists.
Going crazy.
They go hard. We did an event with the Richmonder last night. 10-year anniversary of the big bike race. You weren't here for the big bike race.
I was not here.
You have to take my word for it. It was big.
I had to take Stubb's word for it, too.
And it was a bike. Stubb remembered.
Stubb gave me the breakdown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were reliving the bike. I had forgotten about a lot of things about the bike race.
Did it feel special?
10 years ago. Did I feel special or did it feel?
Well, did you feel special last night? I saw you were up on the stage.
I was on stage.
That's kind of where you are, though.
But where you live. I was hosting, so I was there to make them feel special, the bike race people. Any specialness I got needed to be deflected. So when we have a guest on, I'm not here to flex on the guest how good I am at doing radio. I'm here to let them star. It's about their story at that point. Gary Stokin's coming on. I could do skits and bits for Gary, and he could hang up the phone and be like, MP, he does radio. He's good at it. But I want to be able to be like, Gary, he knows college football. Like, he knows all the play. He knows Frank Beamer. Mm-hmm. We'll get some Frank Beamer stories out of Gary. I got Frank Beamer stories, but I'm here every day.
This is true.
I want Gary's Frank Beamer stories today. Speaking of people who know things, we've got tickets to see the Players at the Beacon Theater Saturday in Hopewell. All right, if you missed the interview yesterday, this is members of the band Chicago, and I am blanking on the other band, but it was a very big important band you've heard of. There are also connections to Rick Springfield.
The Doobie Brothers.
Doobie Brothers, thank you. Musician from the Doobie Brothers, two of the original musicians from Chicago, reuniting for a one-night all-star set at the Beacon Theater Saturday night down in Hopewell. We'll give you a chance to win two tickets to that right now. If you're the first caller, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. I haven't done prizes in a while. It's been fun to be giving out prizes this week. We're 2 for 2, naming some winners. We lost one yesterday. Somebody called in, was the first caller, then called back, and it was too late. You got to stay on the line to win. When Hazel tells you what to do, stay on the line to win. But if you want to go see a great, great night of music at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell on Saturday night, we'll give you free tickets right now. Give us a call, 833-804-0910. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Happy of the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Hokie football kicks off a week and a half from now. I get the Sunday afternoon game down in South Carolina. Looking forward to that one. Hazel, as you know, I'm not the most famous Michael Phillips in the world of media and entertainment and journalism. Michael Phillips is also the film critic at the Chicago Tribune. He was the guy who took Siskel and Ebert's job. Whichever one, Siskel or Ebert, whichever one was at the Chicago Tribune, he took that.
They're gone now.
Michael Phillips got laid off yesterday. It was briefly trending.
Oh, man.
On the internet.
Were you worried for a second?
That Michael Phillips got... Well, I've been laid off before. So certainly... I don't believe I was trending, though. So, honestly, that would be kind of an ego boost if I could get trending next time I'm laid off. That would be fantastic. Whenever Odyssey decides to call it quits with me, if we could get that trending, that would actually be great. If we could put that in a sizzle reel or something. Make sure to... Take
Absolutely.
That viral.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Phillips, though, mm-hmm. not MP, the Chicago Tribune.
Very different.
Film critic. He's laid off. It's been a rough decade for Michael Phillips's in newspaper media. It's a tough
time. Y'all just can't catch a break, huh?
Tough time to... I don't know what you do as a film critic. That's a tough one. Like...
Go to the movies. Eat a lot of popcorn, I imagine.
That's what he did. That's what he used to do.
And he got paid. I have to pay to do that.
That was me with football.
Yeah.
I got paid to go to football games.
Awesome.
Still do. Because I found an AM radio station. Are there AM radio stations looking for film critics, though?
Mm.
That feels dangerously close to an end-of-the-line situation there for Michael. But he may have to get a real job. Like, is anybody getting paid to be a film critic right now? It feels like, and Stubb just left. Stubb would be better off weighing in on this.
This is true.
Than I would. It feels like the critic role has largely been consumed by everybody rating everything at all times.
I was going to say the same thing, yes. Social media, TikTok, everyone's a critic.
The newspaper got rid of the food critic for a while, and it wasn't like, oh my gosh, how will I know where to eat? It was like, yeah, I'm inundated with food opinions.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting more food opinions thrown at him on a daily basis than this guy. I give food opinions sometimes on this show. I'm not even a professional food critic. You can usually tell when I give my food takes that I'm not. I think what's interesting is, like, is a professional critic better than 100 amateur critics? I don't know the answer to that.
Is that like the Rotten Tomatoes scale?
Right. Everybody's rating the movie, and we find out what the movie is. But would you rather have the rating of one professional film reviewer, or would you rather see a million people watch the movie. Here's their aggregated opinion. I don't, like, you'd always pick one professional food reviewer over one guy eating a meal. Like, I don't want one person's opinion about their meal. That's a hard no for me. But when you aggregate it over like 1,000 people eating dinner at a place, I think it gets close. It probably gets close. I think we're in the ballpark at that point.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably closer to your crowds. Average Joe than
that's what
a
I'm
food
saying.
Critic.
That feels more reflective of how I'm going to feel.
Exactly. Exactly.
Not like your experience. Like, you may come back and be like, I liked this place. And then I go and like, I had a different experience. Because we're just people, like, with different tastes, different experiences, different nights, different chefs.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, that's going to come pretty close to what it is.
Yeah.
Did you see the Torchy's Tacos closed?
No.
2-year run.
Wow. The one on Carey Street?
And the one in Midlothian.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Short Pump is last Torchy's standing.
Man. They had the salsa bar, right?
They did have a salsa bar. Mm. Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
They had $7 tacos.
Oh!
I went in once. It's very good. It was very good food. And I paid $20 for 2 tacos, chips, salsa.
No.
The meals.
Oh, no.
So this is lovely. I'm never doing this again.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We're not there as a society. They're 5 years from now, that's probably where pricing's going to be. They're a little ahead of the curve there.
Sure. Ahead of their time in the wrong way.
Well, they were also good. Like, it was up. Like, it was tasty, delicious, good ingredients. And I just feel like that's not where we're at when we're going for Mexican food.
That's true.
That's not traditionally, like, I want value. I want the chips. If I'm in a Mexican restaurant and I'm paying for the chips and salsa, it's a little off-putting out of the gate.
Yeah.
There are exceptions. I like Conejo a lot. On Patterson,
okay.
Shout out to Conejo. They're very good. They are very expensive, but it also feels very fancy.
Okay.
And like, but if you're going to do taco, like regular level tacos, I need value.
You got to up your game a little bit there, yeah.
It's a value play. It's the same, you know, like Peter Chang's upscale Chinese. Yeah, it's good. I'll pay for it. Regular, like Panda Express style, I can go to Panda Express.
Mm-hmm.
No difference there. That's the situation.
I got to say, you know my take on this. I feel like we as a society have to move on from salsa bars and open bars of food.
Well, and in the pandemic, it looked like you were going to get your wish.
That's mostly what's driving my wish.
We regressed a little, though.
We did. We went fully the other way, although Torchy's is now closed.
I don't know that we've gone fully the other way. I think there's still a lot of places that are keeping it under wraps. Cochi Loco, which I love in Scott's Edition.
Oh, yeah.
Full salsa bar.
Mm-hmm.
They got the ladle and everything. You're hard no on that.
I did go recently, and I had a bit of a...
Public access to the salsa barrel.
I don't like that. I don't want everyone to have access to my barrel of salsa. I want that to be private between me and the chef. It's us and us only.
It's not unreasonable. All right, let's take a break. We'll step aside. We'll be back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Happy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Your home of the Hokies in Richmond, and we got a good one in a week and a half. Peach Bowl putting on the Aflac kickoff game. It's the Beamer Bowl between South Carolina and Virginia Tech. You'll hear it, of course, right here on The Fan. Joining us right now, CEO of Peach Bowl Inc., Gary Stokin. Gary, good morning. How's it going?
Hey, Michael, we're blessed. How are you?
Well, we had you on to talk about this matchup, which is a phenomenal matchup in the game, and I want to get to that. But you had a little news yesterday that you'll be retiring at the end of the season after an incredible run. So I wanted to congratulate you on that. I would imagine it's been a busy 24 hours for you.
Yeah, it's been interesting, but I appreciate your kind comments. It's been an honor to serve as 12 years as a volunteer in my corporate life for the Peach Bowl and the Atlanta Sports Council, and then 11 years as president of the Sports Council, and it'll be 12. He was president and CEO of the Peach Bowl. So, been a great run in a great city with a lot of great people.
A lot of great games along the way, too, some of them involving this Virginia Tech team. But you guys also, if our listeners have not been down to Atlanta, you got to go to the College Football Hall of Fame, which is fabulous. And that's part of, under your all's umbrella as well. What's that done for college football in Atlanta in its time since it opened? And I know tons of people have already made it down there to see that.
Well, that was a labor of love, relocating College Football Hall of Fame and having the opportunity to be involved in the design and getting the site and the architecture and He built what I framed with the architects and design, the Edutanzium, a building that's educational, entertaining, and a museum. So you get a personal Virginia Tech experience when you sign in, because the credential will have an RFID chip that will welcome you to exhibit as a Virginia Tech fan, but also light up the Virginia Tech helmet when you register. So it's that kind of experience, but also an all-immersive college football experience as well. There's only one in the country, and it's Atlanta, Georgia. So we're humbly proud to have that here. And you're right. Come down to the game. That's a must-see. We're going to the College Football Hall of Fame on Saturday, and then Sunday, come to our tailgate town with all kind of activations before the game out in the International Plaza right outside Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and then walk down to Home Depot backyard as we'll have the Virginia Tech Hokies do their team walk right through the band and the cheerleaders and the fans through Home Depot backyard right into Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and we'll kick off at 3 o'clock.
It's going to be a fantastic weekend down there in Atlanta. Virginia Tech kicking off the season against South Carolina. Gary Stokin joins us. He put the matchup together for this game. I think at a glance, we all instinctively understand this one. Two great teams, two big draws, obviously, but the connection, Shane Beamer, of course, coaching South Carolina, Frank Beamer, legend at Virginia Tech. What were the conversations like with the Beamers when you put this together?
Well, I had Frank and Cheryl about 3 weeks now up at Lake Oconee, and I told them that, you know, we want to honor them because Frank and Cheryl have been so inextricably tied to the Peach Bowl, and that they played in our Chick-fil-A kickoff game back then. They played in the Peach Bowl. They've won the Peach Bowl Challenge golf tournament with Del Curry, and Frank has the Dodd Trophy, the preeminent college coach of the year award that we manage and operate. So we've been very close to the Beamers, and Frank and Cheryl are two of the nicest people I've met in my 47 years in sports, and certainly with Shane, three of the nicest people in college athletics.
We'd certainly agree with that here, and you got a great matchup between the lines as well, Virginia Tech and South Carolina. I know you've hosted Virginia Tech a ton of times over the years. What is it about the Hokie fan base that y'all keep calling and inviting them back to these big games?
I remember taking a job here in 1998, and can't remember what year it was. You'll refresh my memory, but when they played in the national championship, and I think it was in New Orleans at the Sugar Bowl, and just amazed at the Virginia Tech fans I saw there. And then going to a game, just the passion of the fan base. And I know that Brent Pry and Whit Babcock are trying to get that back, and it's one of the reasons Whit wanted to play in this game. So we're looking forward to hosting all the Hokies who have been here before, probably in our bowl game and our kickoff game. And we've got an awful lot of them living in Metro Atlanta and Georgia, so we look forward to hosting them all against the Gamecocks in a sold-out atmosphere in Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday, August 31st.
It is rapidly approaching. I know you guys are going to put on a great show, as you always do. We'll get the college football season kicked off in a fantastic way. We're chatting with Gary Stokin, CEO of the Peach Bowl. As we wrap up with you here, as you look back on all the great games you guys have staged over the years, do you have any that stick out as special memories from the Peach Bowl, the kickoff game, the playoffs, everything you guys have been able to host over the years?
The memories that I have are about people and the relationships that Tia, my wife, and I were able to develop and enjoy to this day. It's all about people. It's all about relationships. And I root for coaches and root for particular schools because of the friendships and relationships we've had. And they've been also nice in not only coming to our golf tournament and wanting to play in our kickoff game and So, yeah, there's too many to mention, but a lot of them that have been very, very special. That's for sure.
Gary, we appreciate you taking a few minutes with us. Best of luck with the game next week. We'll be watching from Richmond.
Great. Thanks so much for having us, and have a great season. We'll look forward to hosting all the Hokies and everybody coming down for the game. Thanks so much.
We appreciate it. Gary Stogan, CEO of the Peach Bowl, joining us on The Fan, and of course, you'll hear that game on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM with the Hokie pregame and postgame. Should be a fantastic Sunday afternoon of football. They're in primetime. They got the spotlight all to themselves. Tons of great storylines up and down the roster of this team. I know we've talked a ton about Kyren Drones coming into a season where he's post-injury. That should be helping him out. He was hobbled a little bit last year. He's got that third year of experience in the ACC. Of course, was at Baylor before that. A lot of great quarterbacks have come through there. But that third season of experience, we'll see if that can make a difference for him. And then you've got the inexperience when he takes the ball from Kyle Altooner. They've got a freshman center this year, followed the offensive line coach from West Virginia. But I tell you what, we were down in Blacksburg a couple weeks ago. We did a show from down there. Folks are excited about Kyle Altooner down there. They say, and center is, as you know, a particularly important role on the offensive line. That's the guy that's got to call things out. That's the guy who's got to recognize blitzes, identify protections, put everybody in the right spot on every play. To have a freshman in that role is fairly unprecedented. And to have a freshman who the coaches are that excited about is really unprecedented. So it's been fun to hear them talk about him. I think this offensive line is maybe one of the slept-on elements of the Hokies this year. They did not win in the trenches last year. And I know that was one of the things Brent Pry identified in his postseason evaluations. He turned over a lot of this coaching roster. And a lot of that was, how can we win in the trenches to dominate the line of scrimmage? You bring in a new offensive line coach from West Virginia. He brings some athletes with him. That's how the portal works in this day and age. And I think we're all excited to see the results of that. Running back's going to be fascinating. We chatted with Terrion Stewart during our Hokies show. He's small. He's big. He's going to plow through dudes. That's his rushing style. It's going to be fantastic to watch them evolve from, you know, last year you had one guy at Bashel Tootin. He was toting the rock. This year you got Jeremiah Coney. He's going to get some carries down the line. You've got a deep running back room this year. You may see four or five different guys carry the football in that first game and into the season. None of which is to suggest that I'm optimistic they're going to beat South Carolina. I don't think they're going to beat South Carolina. If you find hope, though, if there's hope to hang your hat on, it's that Old Dominion went into South Carolina last year and arguably had the game in hand in the fourth quarter when they fumbled, gave South Carolina a short field. Gamecocks took advantage of that, won the opener. ODU was that close to springing the upset in an SEC venue. You don't see that all the time. And so you say, okay, first game, anything can happen in the first game. You hear what I'm saying? The biggest week-to-week improvement in a college football season, week one to week two, because they don't do preseason. That's the first time seeing everybody live. And for this coaching staff, this is going to be the first time coaching everybody, calling plays live. For your center, Kyle Altooner, most important guy on the offensive line, it's his first college game ever. And it's in Atlanta, and it's on national TV, and it's against a really good SEC opponent. Does that mean they won't win? No. I'm not picking them to win. But I think it gives them an opportunity to get some really good experience before a very important week two game welcoming Vandy in. Because a lot of this season for Brent Pry is, have you learned from your mistakes? It's year four. Have you learned from what went wrong? And that Vandy game last year in Nashville was a thing that went wrong. They had that game. They could have made decisions that could have led to them winning that game. Instead, it went off the rails, and they end up losing in overtime, and they had some injuries that stack up in that game. They weren't ready for that game. Now, it was the opener. This time it'll be week two coming off of that South Carolina game. But short week, they're going to have to get themselves ready for that, and that's a set-the-tone game for the season. Is it a redemption tour? Is it a tour where Brent Pry shows not that they're the best in the ACC. They're not the best in the ACC, but that they're not middle of the pack. And that's what Whit Babcock wants. We talked about his presentation. We talked about his ask for $60 million more in the budget.
He doesn't want to be average. There's a lot of average ACC teams. Those aren't the ones that are going to get the call from the SEC. Those aren't the ones that are going to get the call from the Big Ten here in 5 years when the ACC, as we expect, will dissolve into super conferences. He's got his eye to the future. This is an important season for Brent Pry to show he can be a part of that future, given the resources that they have down there in Blacksburg. It'll be a ton of fun. We'll have that game for you, of course, on The Fan. Should be part of a really exciting opening weekend of college football. Your headliner, Texas, Ohio State. Ohio State's got a young quarterback. Texas has Arch Manning in his first full season as a starter. They'll be raising the banner in Columbus. Texas has national title buzz behind him. What a great way to open a season. That is just around the corner. We're less than a week from that, or a little bit more than a week away from that already. We'll dive back into the NFL on the other side. Got some Commanders talk for you. We'll enter hour number two right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
910 The Fan, 105, 1FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Wrapping this thing up on a Wednesday morning. AWOD Radio takes over noon to 3. Grant and Danny drive you home. And the Flying Squirrels, who were victorious last night 4-0 in Chesapeake. Not that Chesapeake, the fake Chesapeake in Maryland. Not that one. The Maryland Chesapeake, which has no right to the term Chesapeake. Used to be the Bowie Bay Sox. Now they're the Chesapeake Bay Sox. That's grounds for a lawsuit, if you ask me. Remember Terry McAuliffe was governor. That was one of his, he'd always drop that when he was in D.C. He'd say, did you know there's no such thing as a Maryland crab? They hatch in Virginia and then they swim to Maryland. I don't know if that's true. I just want to be 100% clear. I don't know if that's true, but he said it a lot. And it's stuck with me ever since. If he got a laugh, he'd have a whole riff that he'd launch into, and it was like, you know, our beach, you go to Virginia Beach, we have dolphins, it's beautiful shore. You go to Maryland, it's dirty. I don't understand why anybody would ever want to do business in Maryland. Like, he just dunked on Maryland for 5 minutes. It was a special time in the region. I could not see Glenn Youngkin doing that. Although, Glenn Youngkin's got a mean jumper, so we traded the smack talk for a guy who's on the basketball court now. No, always sports. Always comes back to sports. Except our current mayor. He's an Eagles fan. We can't make time for that. We like him, but that's a pretty hard no in my book.
Major League Baseball. Rob Manfred made some news the other night. He was at the Little League World Series. They now open the Little League World Series with a Major League Baseball game there in Williamsport. And he was on ESPN broadcast. And he suggested that there could be expansion of Major League Baseball in the next couple of years, which is not news. All sports leagues are looking to expand at all times, if the money is right. But what he said was that if they expanded, he thought it would be a great opportunity to realign teams and potentially mark the end of the American League and the National League. And that got everybody's attention. Now, this show has never been accused of being pro-Rob Manfred. That's certainly not a take I've ever given. I understand that that's a tough gig, Commissioner of Major League Baseball. I think the one thing baseball has going for it is, I mean, there's multiple. You got Shohei Ohtani going for it. You got Shohei Ohtani's controversy of the month that we never talk about again. That's a fun thing about Major League Baseball. Home Run Derby, that's a lot of fun in Major League Baseball. But the one thing that distinguishes Major League Baseball from the NFL, from the NBA, from the WNBA, from the MLS, from any of these leagues, is the history. It's the oldest sport in America. It's been around forever. It's essentially the same game they watched Babe Ruth play, that they watched Shoeless Joe Jackson play on back to Satchel Paige. It's the same game, and it's been over time. And that's why I was not mad about the pitch clock. Gary Hess talks about this, too. The pitch clock didn't change baseball. The pitch clock brought baseball back to what it was. Baseball had historically been a two-hour game. It had sprawled to three with analytics, pitching changes, pitchers working the full count every time. The pitch clock brought us back to a nice, tidy two-and-a-half-hour baseball game. It recreated the product everybody knew and loved. I thought that was totally fine. The getting rid of the American League and the National League, because the DH is already gone, so there's really no difference other than the name at this point, just feels like you're at the grave and you're spitting on it, right? What do people like about baseball? That there's a straight line between us and Babe Ruth. It's the same game. We've been going out in the summer to watch it forever. What if we changed all that for no apparent reason? That's the Rob Manfred situation here. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I get it. Expansion's fine. Adding more teams, that's fine. He has this uncanny ability to take a moment that does not have controversy and infuse controversy into it. It is a special talent of his. He's at the Little League World Series. Maybe they're having a doping scandal or birth certificate scandal or something. If they have, I haven't seen it. They did. Little League put out a statement ahead of this year's Little League World Series that they strongly oppose gambling on the Little League World Series. And I cannot believe that is a statement that Little League Baseball has to make. We're not Puritans here. I talk about betting. I talk about sports betting. I talk about spreads. I have, and this is true, placed the occasional sports bet. At no point in my life have I ever thought, it's Taiwan against Western California and need some action on this to make it interesting. No, they're kids. That's terrible. Who's offering that? Shut them down immediately. And who's betting on that? Stop betting on that. Do not bet on Little League Baseball. It's the official stance of MP on the mic. But he's at the Little League World Series. It's a feel-good moment. He's like, what if, you know how we have the American League and the National League, they've been around forever. What if we just stopped having those? Hey, what are we doing, Rob Manfred? What are we doing? What are we doing here? I don't know what we're doing here. Again, not against expansion. Expansion's fine. Although, I would note, he's got two teams right now that don't have homes. He needs to resolve that before he gets on to other issues. Tampa, you remember their stadium was damaged by the hurricane. They were supposed to get a new stadium, and now that's very much in limbo. Vegas, the current Sacramento A's, they have not broken ground on that stadium. That owner's shady as all get out. The cost keeps going up. It remains to be seen whether he will foot the bill or not. He's basically saying, Vegas, I need more money if we're going to do this thing. Vegas is like, well, we gave you a lot of money.
I think there's a very real chance they never play a baseball game in Las Vegas. Because, you know, Las Vegas, the Strip, that's a popular place. They can do things other than baseball. They don't need a Major League Baseball stadium there. They can tell them to go pound sand at some point. They don't need that baseball stadium to validate Vegas, even as a sports destination. Vegas is a sports destination, full stop. They don't need that. I think they'll be without a home soon. Wouldn't surprise me if Tampa's without a home soon. He's got two teams that need homes before he figures the rest of it out. They got the TV deal coming up, too, and I think that's fascinating because he wants to bring it national, which is what the NFL and NBA and them do and has been a successful business model for them. The teams, of course, want to keep it local. The big teams do. The small teams, you know, want their share of the money. I saw the Yankees have sold $200 million worth of tickets this year. It's just, you can't compete with that number if you're any other. I promise you the Mets haven't sold $200 million worth of tickets, and they're in the same city. You can't compete with that. The Dodgers are watched in Japan by millions of people every morning. You got two colossuses and the Milwaukee Brewers for some reason. I don't know why we have the Milwaukee Brewers, but I love it. I couldn't name the Milwaukee Brewers, but I promise you when the playoffs start, nobody's going harder for the Milwaukee Brewers than MP on the mic. Aren't you glad we did a baseball segment after a whole day of football? Thank you to today's special guest, Gary Stogan, with the Peach Bowl a day after he announced his retirement. So that was cool. And Fortune Feimster, who is coming to Richmond. Of course, our ticket giveaway. As always, we are back tomorrow. It is the Thursday Fun Show full lineup. Gary Hessling, Casadante, and Parney all set to join the program. If you missed anything, grab the podcast. You search MP on the mic on all major podcast platforms. AWOD's up next. Grant and Danny, then Squirrels Baseball. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Now 105.1 FM.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Thank you for joining us this morning. Big show coming to town next month at the Dominion Energy Center, September 26th. Fortune Feimster brings the Taking Care of Biscuits comedy tour to Richmond, and she is kind enough to join us for a few minutes this morning. How's it going?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Oh, we got tons of energy this morning. Now, you do a ton of radio appearances, obviously, promote your tour going around the world. Do you do a lot of sports radio? Is this, are we a little outside the box here?
I don't do a ton of sports radio, but it's always a treat to pop into different shows. I grew up playing tons of sports. And love sports, so I'm happy to be talking to you.
Give me the scouting report on you as a young athlete. What was the situation there?
So I grew up playing soccer and was obsessed with soccer. I did that from age like 5 to 12. Started tennis when I was 7 and played tennis all the way through college on the college team. Played on the basketball team and softball team in junior high and high school. And then also in college, my senior year of college, I decided to also rejoin soccer again and played on the college soccer team. So a lot of sports were in my life. And then in L.A., I played in a tennis league, softball league, and soccer league until the pandemic.
There's nothing better than the recreational league, because not just the playing, it's the post game as well, the hanging out. That's what it's all about in sports, right there. You should be hosting this show.
We'll turn
the show over to you. Fortune Feimster joins us this morning. Taking Care of Biscuits comedy tour coming to Richmond September 26th. Tickets on sale through the Dominion Energy Center. Who's Biscuits?
Oh man, any biscuits I'll take. I love to eat biscuits, and I love to talk. I love the word, just saying the word biscuits, but then I also use biscuits to describe certain body parts. So there's a lot of versatile use of the word biscuit.
That's fantastic. Coming off the success of Netflix special Sweet and Salty and Good Fortune, of course, which you can watch online. Tell folks what they're gonna get if they come out for a night of fun with you.
Like with all of my specials, when one special ends, that special encapsulated a point of my life and what I was going through and that journey. This one picks up where that one left off. I talk about things going on in my personal life, and quite a few things have changed since then. I've had some epiphanies and just some different life things happening. So talk about that, but I also dig back into some of the nostalgia. I did that a lot in my special Sweet and Salty, where I talked about growing up in the South. So I'm doing some of those stories again, which people always get a kick out of. And my mom's a big source of material, so there's some really fun stories, and I do a little Q&A, and it's just a good time. People leave with big smiles on their faces, so I think if anyone comes, they're going to be glad they did.
September 26th. Tell us about your mom.
I mean, you know, she's just such a character, and it's one of those people that gives me endless amounts of material. You would think I was making half the stuff up that she says, but it's all true. So she's become a little mini celebrity in her own right because of how much I talk about her. But she's also going through some things right now. She's got cancer, and so it's sort of opened up this whole other world of people coming to the shows, sharing their own stories with me, and either about themselves or about their own family members. So it just sort of opened this whole new avenue that I never expected to sort of be that person talking about that kind of thing. But, you know, that's life, and that's where we're at. And so she's just been feeling a lot of love and support from people, and I certainly appreciate that too.
That's awesome. And I promised I'd give you a shout-out. Rebecca Wild, who hosts our morning show here on Mix FM, said she's your biggest fan, should be front row at the show there.
Awesome.
I would imagine you got a fan club here as you tour the country. How cool is that?
I mean, it's really cool. I'm lucky. I've been working steadily now for the last 15 years on TV and doing a lot of different stand-up tours. And so, you know, I go through cities about once every year and a half. And so it's cool to see, you know, people come back and then also new fans. And the best part about touring is I get to meet a lot of people. I'm in the coffee shops and restaurants and the hotels and walking around the neighborhoods. And so I meet a lot of locals. And that's one of my favorite things is to just see how many great people there are in all these cities.
Fortune Feeds should be in Richmond September 26th. Tickets on sale through the Dominion Energy Center. Should be a fantastic night. You mentioned TV, FUBAR's the series. Arnold Schwarzenegger. What's it like working with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, my gosh. Such a trip. I mean, you know, he's been famous as long as I've been alive. And I joked in my act that he was the presidential ambassador for physical fitness when I was in elementary school. So I remember working out to the videos of Arnold and to then be filming with him and getting to know him and becoming a friend of his is something I never ever would have anticipated. But he's such a lovely man and full of wisdom and funny stories, and he has a great sense of humor. He loves stand-up. He came to my show in Toronto when we were filming, and people were doing double takes. Like, is that Arnold? Like, is he really coming? He just walked right through the crowd and had a blast. He had such a good time. So yeah, that was a cool thing to see how supportive he's been of me since meeting him.
I never got the Presidential Fitness Medal. I ran the mile. I climbed the rope. Yeah. I did the things. Do you remember the sit and reach where you had to sit and basically touch your toes? Never pulled it off. Wasn't for me.
I couldn't touch my toes either, so we're in the same boat.
That's fantastic. Fortune Feimster, it's the Taking Care of Biscuits comedy tour Friday, September 26th at the Dominion Energy Center. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks for chatting with me, a non-sports folk. I'm very honored.
You're always welcome in sports world.
Well, thank you.
Awesome. Fortune Feimster, get your tickets now through the Dominion Energy Center. Should be a great night of comedy. We love having the comedians on the show. It's always a fun time to chat with them. We've got plenty more coming up for you. It is a Washington Commanders practice day. We'll get you out to Ashburn to the fields. It's a 1:30 p.m. Dan Quinn press conference. You'll hear from that on AWOD Radio when he takes over here at the top of the hour. We got more for you on the other side. Stick around. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.